things I want, but mainly, and like everybody, I want to be loved. Don't you think, dear Luce, that because I think I have a light heart, it's been such a long time since I was in love.
Welcome back to Bean Tunes Radio. This is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard the song Spring is Coming with a Strawberry in the Mouth by Roger Doyle. That song was just covered by Caroline Polachek for her new album, and I started listening to the original because of the Caroline Polachek cover, so it's a great song, and it's spring. Happy Easter, everyone. I am gonna have an Easter show today. It's gonna be Easter themed. That's what I just said. But what I mean by that is that I'm gonna play songs that have to do with rebirth, renewal, spring. So yeah, I'm just gonna get right into it. These are all songs that I was looking through like my old playlists, and then I compiled all of these songs that at some point in my life have been a way to refresh my life. And so this song is by The Sundays. It's called Homeward. And it's, I listened to it a lot when I came back from abroad, and I came back to Medford and I was feeling like, I don't know what to do with myself. So, yeah, this is Homeward by The Sundays. Hopefully I'm gonna, my brain is gonna come together, by the end of the show. I really have, big plans for the show today. We may read some quotes about spring and reflect on them. So look forward to that. Anyway, yeah, this song is by The Sundays and it's called Homeward.
Butterfly. Thank you.
Hello, I'm back. That was Fleetwood Mac, the song Future Games. Our mic setup is all screwed up today, so I'm going to sound terrible, I think. But I'll listen back and see if it was really bad once the show's over. But anyway, that was a song that I listened to a lot, I think sophomore year. That was on my Easter show last year, or 2 years ago. So yeah, I had to play that one today. It's a great song. I don't really listen to that much Fleetwood Mac, so if anyone has any suggestions for how I should get into Fleetwood Mac, please let me know. Next up, I'm going to play a song by The Avalanches. The song is called Sunshine, and it's quite appropriate because today and yesterday are the first days of sun in Medford, Somerville, Boston area, greater Boston area, in like 2 weeks. So this one's a good one to enjoy sitting in the sun. There's a lot of people sitting out in the quad today, which is really nice to see. So yeah, maybe head outside to listen to the rest of the show, because I think the rest of this show will be great for outside listening. I also want to give a shout out to my parents and my family friends, Joe, Marcus, and Barb, who are listening to the show from New York. It's much warmer in New York, so maybe they can actually enjoy the show more than us sad people who live in Boston. So, hi guys, thank you for listening, and I hope that you don't get bored and stop listening. Maybe I'll say something crazy after next song, so stay tuned. Maybe I'll spill some of your secrets on air. So stay tuned for that. Anyway, yeah, this next song is by The Avalanches, and it's called Sunshine.
Stuff on my mind these days.
Sunshine. 'Cause there's something between us anyway. I might not be the right one. It might not be the right time. But there's something about us I've gotten to. Some kind of secret I will share with you. I need you more than anything in my life. I want you more than anything in my life. I'll miss you more than anyone in my life. I love you more than anyone in my life.
That was Something About Us by Daft Punk from the album Discovery. Now it's time for me to read a PSA because it's 3:29. This one's called Walking is Good Exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is a good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, and save you money. And with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I really need to get better at reading out loud in the next 2 weeks because I'm going to present my thesis at a conference, at an anthropology seminar thing at Tufts, and I'm supposed to read pages and pages of my thesis out loud, and I can't even read a PSA. But anyway, I'll have plenty of time to practice in the next 2 weeks, I guess. I really have very few things to say. I'm getting a little nervous to speak because last time my family friends were listening, they kind of cooked me, and they said, I think one of them said, who even listens to this radio show? So now I don't want to say anything that's going to be embarrassing. It's okay. I signed myself up for this, and I have been speaking on air for like 4 years, so there's plenty of content to be embarrassed about, but I'm going to choose to not be. Anyway, this next song is from the band Phoenix. Phoenix is like one of the ultimate spring bands for me. I feel like they do such a good job of doing like corny spring music. And I also, like over the summer, I think I listen to a lot of Phoenix as well, just when it's a warmer weather. So that's exactly what we're going to do today. This next song is called Girlfriend, and it's from the album Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix? Yes. The one that's pink and that has the, like, ships on it. Anyway, my brain is super scattered today. I'm, like, in the middle of writing 20 more pages for my thesis, and so I'm, like, I really am stuck in writer brain right now. So talking feels really challenging. So yeah, this song is called Girlfriend. Jesus.
Baby, 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 oh baby. Keep my
That was Swimming by Caro Caro Bonito. And before that, you heard many songs. Superstar by The Carpenters and Girlfriend by Phoenix. As promised in the beginning of the show, I'm going to read some quotes about spring. And these quotes are actually from ChatGPT. Because earlier this week, I had this brilliant idea. I had to send this text message that was consequential. And I decided to put in ChatGPT. I asked ChatGPT to write me a sassy text. And I thought that what was generated was actually great. That's my advice for everyone today. If you ever had a sassy text to send to someone, you might want to look on ChatGPT and see if it will produce something good for you. Also, yesterday, my friend's boyfriend was going home and she was upset, and so I had it write a sassy speech to my friend's boyfriend who was leaving her all alone, and it was pretty good too. So, the generated texts usually have something like, they have like a zinger line, and it usually starts with like, "But hey, who am I to say?" You know, which is funny. Anyway, here come the 10 quotable pieces of advice about spring renewal and birth. Number one, in the spring, nature awakens, reminding us that every ending is followed by a new beginning. Number two, embrace the beauty of a renewal. Like a flower blooming after winter's frost, allow yourself to grow and flourish. I think this is just making me think that, like, most things that people say about spring are, like, you can sort of reduce it to, like, two things. And I feel like, especially here in the spring, I was just talking to a friend about how spring is, like, maybe one of the worst seasons, especially at Tufts, because it's so, you feel like it's going to get warm, and then you have, like, one day that feels like 55 degrees, sunny, nice, you sit outside, and then you're like, winter's fully over, and then the next week it's, like, winter, but even worse. So I'm not going to read the rest of these because they kind of suck. Like a caterpillar emerging from its cocoon, embrace the transformative power of spring and allow yourself to undergo profound personal growth. Okay, yeah, these are trash. Okay, so maybe don't go to ChatGPT for spring quotes, but you should go to ChatGPT to send sassy messages and come up with sassy ideas for things to say. Because those things are actually kind of hard to come up with on your own, and maybe ChatGPT is talented at that. Anyway, this next song is by LCD Sound System, and the song is called Dance Yourself Clean. I haven't listened to this song in like a year, for a number of reasons, but mostly because I listened to it a lot last year, and then I just listened to it for the first time again today, and I realized that it's a lovely song, and it's having a bit of a revival in my life, so that's why I'm playing it today. Yeah, I hope you enjoy it. This song is Dance Yourself Clean, and it's by LCD Sound System.
Company excluded in every close inspection, killing it can only make it worse. It sort of makes it breed. Present company accepting presently, we all expect the worst. It works just like a knee. Present company excluded in the night. Present company included in the fight.
That was Dance Yourself Clean by LCD Sound System. It's almost time for me to wrap up my show, so I'm going to say thank you for listening. Happy Easter. Happy spring. Hopefully it stays warm here in Medford, Somerville. Let's just pray that it's sunny for the rest of the year, because I can't deal with more weeks of just like rain and sad cloudiness. So I'm just going to say it here. This is the end of winter. Anyway, the last song that I'm going to play today is from the new Beyoncé album, Cowboy Carter. I wasn't expecting much from this album, and then I listened to it on Friday when it came out. And I'm just I was just amazed. The first song, which I'm going to play to close this out today, is just like, I don't know, she just killed it. That's all I'm going to say. This song is called American Requiem. And it's the first song from the new album from Beyoncé, Cowboy Carter. Thank you for listening. This is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Come back next week for more of this show. And I keep promising things, and so I'm not going to promise anything for next week. But we're going to keep doing like rehash episodes where I talk about and play songs from times at Tufts, because this is my last month of doing radio, so we're getting nostalgic on air. I might be on my friend Lauren's show tomorrow at 10 p.m. It's going to be an April Fool's show, so just get ready for that. Lots of jokes to come. Maybe a big prank. So yeah, listen tomorrow to Pisces Season, Monday at 10 p.m. And even if I'm not on, you should listen to the show because I'm sure it's going to be great. Anyway, this next song is American Requiem from the album Cowboy Carter, and it's by Beyoncé.
Talking going on while I sing my song. Can you hear me? I said, do you hear me? Look at that, look at that now. Look at that, look at that. A lot of chatter in here, but let me make myself clear. Can you hear me? Or do you feel me? Taking up space, so
altitudes beyond my gaze. Can you stand me?
Can you stand me? Can you stand me? Can you stand me?
Can we stand?
Can you stand with me?
Can we stand for something?
Talking going on while I sing my song. Yeah. Do you hear me when I say?
Do you hear me when I say?
Look at it, look at it, look at it, look at it.